Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. Christy is under the weather today, so I am the guest host for the next 30 minutes or so. I am Elizabeth. I usually share this space with Christy on the third Wednesday of the month to give you guys all the latest astrology news. And so we're going to carry on. Very fitting for Taurus, one of the most determined signs in the zodiac. It's fixed and it's Earth. So it definitely is a very stable, determined, and persistent sign. And if you know any Taurus natives, I think you'll find that to be true. So I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us today. The sun just went into Taurus yesterday. And for those of you who are new to the show, what we do on the third Wednesday of the month is I give an outline of what's going to happen during this goal. So about every 30 days or so, the sun changes signs, and that's where we get our sun signs. So if you know that you're a Leo or a Libra, that's because the sun was in that sign when you were born. And so what I like to do is, instead of going through 12 different horoscopes, is I like to just take some pictures of the sky via astrology charts and look and see what is interesting during any sun cycle and give everyone the overview. So it's not just for a particular sun sign, although when you hear your sign, your ears should perk up because the planets keep moving through all of them, and depending on what the planet is and what sort of angles it is involved with, it's going to affect you. So for today, so hard to do this without Christy bouncing back and forth. Hope you guys join me in sending her lots of healing, light, and energy. And for today, we're going to talk about a couple aspects in this Taurus cycle. Several stand out as I look at the charts. The first one is the earth quality. Taurus, as I mentioned, is a fixed earth sign. So when we talk about the earth signs in astrology, there are three. There are three signs of every one of the four elements. Let me say that slowly. So in earth, we have Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. In air, we have Gemini, Aquarius. Our fire signs are, of course, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. Oh, did I get that out of order? Somebody with Aries, you know, and Aries might be going, oh, it's Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, of course. And then finally, our water signs. So this would be Cancer, Scorpio, and the 12th sign of Pisces. So when you hear people talk about a water sign, they're talking about the element. And when we have a grouping of planets, a large number of them in any one of those elements, the emphasis of that element is going to be heightened. So this time we have an emphasis happening in Taurus. So not only did the sun move in there yesterday, it joined Mercury, which happens to be in Taurus for an unusually long transit. Usually Mercury hangs out for all of 2 weeks, you know. Mercury just keeps on zooming around, you know. It's the winged messenger, and, you know, you just can't keep that planet still for too long. So this is doubly torturous, I think, for Mercury. Not only is it's grounded in Taurus. No, but Mercury is information, it's our thought process, and it's our communication. So it's taking this long sabbatical through Taurus, and that started on April 5th and will last all the way to June 12th. You know, as you can tell, that's 2 months instead of 2 weeks, which is a really long time. And for you astrology aficionados, you'll recognize that when a planet like Mercury or Mars is somewhere for an unusually long time, there's usually a retrograde involved. And you would be correct because Mercury will be going retrograde on the 28th of April until the 22nd of May. I'll say that again when we get to the retrograde section. I want to first work on all this earth energy because that's one of the bigger aspects going on during the sun cycle. Not only do we have the sun and Mercury in Taurus holding that grounded fixed energy, but on the 29th, the ruling planet of Taurus, Venus, which is a planet that has to do with where we find pleasure, what we enjoy, our attractiveness, all very physical traits, which makes sense when you think about it with Taurus. That goes into Taurus on the 29th, and it will be there until May 24th. So if you're kind of thinking about that, even though the sun will leave about May 19th or 20th, I have that in front of me in a second, but you know, pretty much once Venus gets in there, that's three planets that we will have in Taurus for an extended period of time, really anchoring in the Taurus energy. And with that retrograde beginning the day before Venus comes into Taurus, that Mercury retrograde, we're going to have this emphasis and this deeper resonance with Taurus energies. So when we talk about Taurus, the symbol is the bull. It's very connected with the earth itself, with nature, with flowers, gardens. It's also resources, things that come from the earth. And so sometimes that's represented in money or things that come from commodities, things that are literally grown from the earth or extracted from the earth. And we talk about Taurus as an energy that brings a lot of stability and a lot of grounding. And it is also strongly associated with tranquility. And for those of you who are meditators, you really know how to access this energy already. But for people who are really busy and maybe stressed out and plugged into a billion electronic devices all the time, this is an especially good period for stepping out into a garden, going on a hike, connecting with nature. These Taurus energies really help give us that peace. And I think, again, you don't have to be a master meditator to appreciate how clear and how much better you generally feel when you've spent some time gardening or going for a walk outdoors. And this time of year, that is emphasized. And with this special Venus homecoming of 2016, it's really underscored because that's a sort of a double energy or a magnifier of the Taurus energy when the home planet of a sign is back home. And I think that's easy for people to, you know, imagine how likely that feels when you feel comfortable and safe and happy in your own home. So it's a, you know, a strong time for that. Now, what we have as we work our way around the astrological wheel this year is we have even more planets in earth signs, which adds to the resonance of the earth energies. For example, or by contrast, if we had a bunch of stuff in fire at the same time, it would be harder to access the grounding element. But this year, when we move on to that second earth sign of Virgo, we find Jupiter there, and Jupiter is going to go direct during this cycle. And again, we'll talk about that in a second when I get to the part where I tell you which planets are retrograde and which ones are going direct. Jupiter's our shining star there. And so we'll get to that in a minute. But Jupiter, again, another planet associated with abundance, with largesse, with a lot of is one of the more favorable. So when I say happiness, it's like what makes us happy, what gives us joy, and an exalted sort of view of things where we can see the bigger picture and maybe a bigger our place in it. that kind of thing? Well, it's in the second earth sign of Virgo right now, and it is close to the north node of the moon. And the north node is our collective purpose. Definitely worth checking out if you have never looked up where your nodes are. Very insightful piece of information. You have a north and a south. Your south tells you about your past, what you came into this life with, and you'd want to look at the sign and the house that it's in to see sort of, and you'll probably have an aha moment and you'll say, no wonder I'm just kind of naturally good at that. Well, according to astrology, it's a skill set that you have honed for many lives. And the north node will tell you what you're working on this time. And you'll probably recognize and have another aha moment that says, oh yeah, I'm still kind of working on that. So everyone has north and south nodes in their natal charts. And then, of course, we look at where they are in the collective contest when we're doing a chart for the present day. So right now we have that north node. And careful, Virgo. Virgo is about perfection, but not the perfectionist. It's about service. It's about our health. It's about being in optimal condition or an optimal state of being, like tasting that sense of paradise and what we can be and why that feels really good, like recognizing, how would I put this? They're saying be in touch with the higher road or how we can be in the world that is really expansive and in line with what we know our divine truth to be. And this could be, for example, when we forgive someone. You know, everybody knows the word forgiveness, but until we really feel it and take it on board and let it flower in our being, you know, we can't fully appreciate it. And so Virgo remembers how divine we really are. So when it's associated with perfection, it's really just a remembrance of who we really are, and that is an energy we work on almost recovering. And so right now, Jupiter is there and getting ready to go direct with the North Node. And then we move on to the third Earth sign, which is Capricorn. Capricorn rules governments, institutions, banking, all of that. And it is where we had our first Mercury retrograde of the year back in January. And that was when the sun was going through Capricorn. Now, as many of you know, Pluto's in there for a very long transit. And so that sort of completes the Earth sign trifecta, as I call it. And we're going to have some really nice days. I'm just going to throw out some dates because I'm taking a lot of time on the Earth sign thing. So I want to get to the retrogrades. But I just note these dates. And there are just some very nice alignments because when planets are in the same element, they create what we call trines in astrology, means that they are 120 degrees apart technically, but the trine is considered one of the most harmonious angles you can have in astrology. Trines and conjunctions are really about supportive energies that are easier for us to experience. We aren't being forced through choice points like oppositions and squares. And so when you have planets in all three of the signs of one element, you get these trines. And so some dates to maybe meditate or call in what you need in terms of resources or just to experience the tranquility would be May 1st, May 3rd, the 13th, the 10th, and especially the 5th and 6th, we have a new moon on the 6th, and that moon, when the moon is new, just for you guys who are new, when the moon is new during a sun sign, that new moon is always the same as the sun sign, just like when it's full, it's always opposite of the sun sign. So just a little trick for remembering what's the new moon. If the sun's in Taurus, your new moon's going to be in Taurus. And again, that's just another fantastic day as you look ahead into the year and even, you know, out further. you know, what do you want to bring more of into your life, and where do you need to feel grounded, secure, and safe. And so that's a really wonderful day for that, for setting those intentions about things that manifest in this physical realm, and for simply enjoying spending time with maybe your animals and pets, and for spending time outdoors. So that's, you know, an explainer on why all the earth energy is so important, because that is at any time during the cycle, 5 to 7 of the bodies that we watch will be in earth. And that's a lot, because I kind of keep an eye on about 10 planets and 2 nodes. So when we have half, you know, about half to a little over a majority in that one element, it's pretty important that we pay attention. So the next thing I want to cover are those retrogrades. And we covered a lot last show, so you can always check in the archives for previous editions, or if you are a particular sun sign, even though the transits will have changed, you can go back if you were an Aquarius and listen to our Aquarius show and maybe glean a little insight. And all of Christy's angel messages are on those shows as well. So there's an angelic piece. And so it's just a resource. It's free, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. And we do thank you for listening. So what's up with those retrogrades? So yes, as we did last month's show, Saturn was taking its regular retrograde, which started, I believe, the 25th of March, 25th or 26th. I'm going to go with the 25th. I have it in front of me. And then we had Mars go retrograde on the 17th of April. And then 2 days ago, Pluto go retrograde. Now, Saturn and Pluto regularly go retrograde at this time of year. That's not too odd. But the Mars retrograde is a big deal. It went retrograde in the sign of Sagittarius. And it's going to go back into Scorpio at the end of May. And we're going to have more of a discussion on that next month, because it'll be happening when the sun is in Gemini. But I do want to give you guys a heads up. Mars is our energy and our action, and it's a spicy little sign, and it's our effervescence, and it's the best quality. It's how, you know, it's our motivation to go out and do. And that's great, but it being in retrograde position is a little bit of cosmic caution light or yellow light. It's asking us to think things through a little more carefully. And in the context of having those other planets, Saturn and Pluto retrograde, and the coming Mercury retrograde, you know, this is definitely a few winds that would, I don't know, so much when I think, oh my gosh, all these winds are blowing against you. It's not like that, but it's, you know, when you go on a part of the road where you see those caution signs, and they're maybe curvy, there may be rocks, or those of you who live in cold climates are certainly familiar with when the roads are hazardous due to ice or snow. So we slow down, you know, we still get where we need to get. And with this Mars thing, what I've been shown is that it's giving us extra time to work on things and to improve them. So if you can look at extra time as a gift rather than a liability, you can really still have all that Mars excitement. And it's in Sag for most of us, and certainly during the Taurus cycle. So that's another very happy, peppy energy, very hopeful. And, you know, you can still apply it and get your happiness on every day. It's just, this retrograde is also connecting with the Saturn retrograde in Sagittarius, and Saturn's, you know, restrictions, and it's in retrograde mode. So they are asking us to continuously apply ourselves to what we would like to achieve. And the other element of that, the good news, is Jupiter turning direct on May 9th. And just to give you those Mercury retrogrades dates again, didn't mean to skip over Mercury. that is, again, April 28th to May 22nd. And Mercury being in resources in a good way, for some of you, this will be you know, maybe a check coming for something you forgot that somebody owed you money on. God just showed me that message, so I feel like I'm going to share that one. But it's resources, and it could be you go back over something and you discover, oh, there was an error there on this financial statement. I actually am due a refund or something in that, you know, because of these earth sign and financial connections. Of course, more on the Panama Papers is going to come out at the beginning of May, right after Mercury turns retrograde. And I did a whole special on that, so I won't talk about that on this show. But there's a whole special video on my site. I'll give you the URL at the end of the show. But yes, lots of information about finances, because that is one of the aspects of Taurus. And again, healing is another aspect of Taurus, the tranquility. So it wouldn't be a bad thing to start a healing ritual or practice during this cycle, during that long Mercury transit, not just during the retrograde. But it's going to be interesting to see what information comes out, and particularly Mercury's relevance to commodities. This is the second retrograde in an earth sign of 2016. And this year, instead of three, we have four Mercury retrogrades, all of them taking place when the Sun and Mercury will be in earth sign. So there's again, a bigger resonance for all this earth energy this year and everything that the earth signs represent. And again, I want to jump over to Jupiter and let you know it is finally going direct on May 9th. We are going to throw a Jupiter direct party. This has been a long retrograde, and it started right at the beginning of the year, right as the Mercury retrograde was starting back in Capricorn. So we just sort of came out of the air and just got, like, you know, again, those kind of winds blowing up against us, and Jupiter's a big wind. And now that it's finally going direct, I really hope that this is going to give a lot of you encouragement. If you feel like you have had to budget, or you are working really hard and you're not cracking something open, or it just hasn't, you know, materialized fully, this is finally a very powerful aspect. Jupiter, again, is the other money planet that we talk about. It's associated with gifts, benevolence, and good fortune. And hey, who doesn't want some of that? And it's in that sign of service, health, daily routines, Virgo. And to me, it's working very nicely with the idea that if you've continued to just sculpt away and chisel every day, or as many days as you could have these past 4 months since this year began, like when you step back and you walk into the room and you see that piece of sculpture, you know, and I know most of us don't actually do sculpture, but you can imagine if you looked at it from, you know, the perspective of working on it every day, you just feel like you're getting nowhere. But then you walk back and you look at your creation and the body of work that you've created over these past 4 months. And I think you'll really be able to see how each step was really helping you out. And now with Virgo turning direct, that is a big, not only lifting, it's that wind turning around and now being at your back. And it will continue to pick up momentum. It passes the shadow of this retrograde by early August, so you should feel more and more momentum building up to then. And then when we get past that up and stop the 7th of August, it'll really pick up steam because it will hit the late degrees of Virgo. So if there's anything in your chart or you are a Virgo, I know a lot of them have been struggling this year. You will, you know, you should start to see, like, you know, some relief and things getting a bit easier and better for you. And in this last bit of the show, I do want to note, because Jupiter is playing double duty being in Virgo, so I want to talk briefly about the mutable energies to be aware of. They are going to increase when the Sun goes into the mutable sign of Gemini. So we're going to talk about those next month. But to set that up, I absolutely want to cover this aspect because Jupiter is in Virgo. Virgo is our mutable Earth sign. So Capricorn is cardinal or initiating. Taurus is the fixed element of Earth. And Virgo is the final mutable Earth sign. And so they are all Earth, but they have different characteristics. And our mutable signs are about letting go, release, change. So all along during this Jupiter retrograde, you might have had to keep tweaking your plans and going, oh, it's going to look a little differently. You know, didn't go exactly according to the blueprint. So it is not only part of all this nice trining with the fellow Earth signs, but it is in opposition to Neptune, Chiron, and the South Node in, now luckily Pisces is equally gentle, but these would be old issues coming up, emotional issues that we need to forgive, release, revisit for the sake of healing. Chiron is the healing asteroid. It's staying in Pisces, as is the South Node, you know, things from the past, and Neptune. So we're still doing a lot of healing. So if you have had the experience of someone from your past or something from the past coming up and you thought you had worked through that issue and it still just presses your button or you still feel a lot of emotional pain, we're still releasing. We have an exact Saturn square to Jupiter coming up at the end of May on the 25th, and we had one on the 23rd of March on that eclipse. So I wanted to point out those two squares between Saturn and Jupiter because they're kind of bookending this time. And even though those were exact dates that I gave you, their energies will be in effect because these are pretty sizable energies and they're getting the resonance of that full, of that big mutable cross, which will become a grand mutable cross next month when Gemini goes into the fourth sign. So we have planets occupying all the mutable signs, Mars and Saturn in Sagittarius, Jupiter in the North Node in Virgo, the three that I just mentioned in Pisces, and then when the Sun and Mercury later and Venus move on to Gemini, it's going to be a lot of release. So that's the next cycle coming up, I feel like, you know, so I don't want to go too much into that right now, but for you mutable signs, you, and I think all of us have noted the emotional energies that are coming up for clearing and healing. And again, energy of tranquility, of enjoying the spring, enjoying outdoors before it's really hot, is a time of that. So I would definitely, recommend, you know, spending as much time as you can with things that are very healing and pleasurable. So that's kind of the scoop. I think I have everything that I really wanted to cover. Moon is full tomorrow night for those of you listening in real time. It is a full moon in Scorpio, so you're probably feeling that one. And again, it's a piece of this emotional stuff coming up. So anything you need to clear or release, let that happen. And I am Elizabeth Pendleton from Elizabeth Oracle. And you can come to my site, which is elizabethoracle.co, and get a reading, watch astrology videos, sign up for a free newsletter. And I am, of course, guest hosting for our regular host, Christy Ayala. And you can find her at ChristyMAyala.com. She has just redone her site. It is so beautiful. So visit that. And she has all kinds of wonderful healing meditations that you can download anytime. And, of course, she is available for readings and personal sessions. So make sure you check that out and follow her as well. But we thank you so much for tuning in. And we plan to be back here next month. And just have a beautiful, grounded, peaceful Taurus cycle. Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm.